from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There's the Ben Folds Five with Underground in session on this programme very soon. Suggestions from Charlie Cargo in the other room that they've stolen Lock, Stock and Barrel from Jellyfish, which is eminently possible. And I don't know, they're very big. And we'll get Charlie in, and when they come in for the session, they can batter him. Incidentally, I was just thinking about Minty, and That's Nice, which is a great record, as we all know. In fact, Matthew just was in the other room, but I must just tell him that we have unearthed the original by the old musical duo, The Horse Brothers, which we shall reveal a little bit later on, because, I mean, truth will out, undoubtedly. Right, from Blackburn, these are Soul Bossa. That's a tremendous record on the Dishy label. It's not out for a couple of weeks yet. From Blackburn, a trio called Soul Bossa and Soul Loser. In fact, I had a chat on Friday on the phone with the drummer, who said that he was the only one out of the trio without his picture on the sleeve. It seemed a little unfair. So I think from now on, when we play them, we will only credit him. So that's Soul Bossa from Blackburn, featuring on drums Michael Ford. Oh, go Dirty. Dirty the Dance is fantastic in that run. Rockin' the Crypt, Young Livers, there in session on the 28th. Welcome back. So to come, we've got more live music and chat from Minty, Dave Davis, really from his autobiography Kink, and Lard's tour diaries from his Stadium Rock days with The Fall. No, Simon Armitage, because he's poorly, so sorry. I mean, I hope we've been having a good bank holiday weekend. We've been pretty busy, I must say. Saturday, we were all out with the Levensham Vegetarian Angling Club. We don't have any rods. We just sit on a basket under a green umbrella all day in the drizzle, looking miserable. So you get, like, the full experience of fishing, but you don't actually kill anything. Saturday night, just watched telly, there was this film on called Gorillas in the Mist or something, where Sigourney Weaver attempted to decipher the grunts of apes. The first half hour I thought was an in-depth interview with Lou Reed. He's on round the corner tonight, he'll be in to batter me. And then yesterday, senior team relegated on goal difference, horrendous. Now, obviously, slagging off the management of Manchester City just because you've got your own radio show would be a gross abuse of position. So here goes. What the bleeding hell are you playing at, you squeaky voice twonk? You don't put a winger on and take off Niall Quinn. Actually, to be fair, we're only down because we misunderstood the rules. You see, Stevenage, who are champions of the Vauxhall Conference, they're not allowed entry to the league because the ground's crap, right? Now, we thought if we spend all the money on the ground and not the team, we'll have a stadium that, by the same token, can't be relegated to the ends of the league. And indeed, there may still be some truth in this. On Match of the Day last night, Sheffield Wednesday manager David Pleat said, well, this club doesn't deserve to go down. We've got a good ground and a good pitch. Oh, I see. So they've retained the Premiership status because the grass is nice, have they? Why didn't we think of that? Instead of splashing out on Georgie Kincladsey and Nigel Clough, we should have just whacked in a bulk order for Miracle Grow. That's Folk Implosion, Natural One, which is actually Lou Barlow from Sebado, taken from the soundtrack of the film Kids, which has been banned by Warner Brothers because it's got kids snogging and drinking in it, which is dreadful, isn't it? I mean, what possible effect is that going to have? Because any self-respecting kids are going to be doing it in the back row, aren't they?
Yeah, or absolutely. Out, so.
Mm. Anyway, this is Matthew and Nicola from Minty.
Hi!
Oh, there's that voice. Absolutely distinctive. So, listen, the first time I ever heard about Minty, Katie Puckrick came in here with a hairstyle not dissimilar to yours, Matthew.
Oh, she copied it from me. I had it first.
And she said she... and that was you, was it?
Indeed.
So what used to happen there then? What was the sort of... take us through the evening's entertainment at that stage.
Oh, okay, well, Lee was... basically, I was kind of attached to Lee by a sort of harness, and I was upside down, so basically my head was by his cock.
Right.
And he was wearing it, he wore kind of like a pair of tights over it, which had a velcroed crotch bit.
Right.
So that when he wanted to give birth and he would lay back on a table, I'd kind of like split through the velcro bit and it would be like...
Very effective.
I see Roger Whittaker's coming around on tour. I bet he's taking all this down. He's going to do that with his back. Lee, of course, we should mention, is your late husband, the performance artist Lee Bowery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it, was he sort of the spiritual... focus of the band at first then?
Oh, right? Most certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Oh, the band was actually got together.
I don't know about the spiritual bit, but it was definitely the focus.
Yeah. You know, when the band was first formed, it was as a backing group, really, to support Lee's performances. Yeah. And Richard Torrey, who's downstairs by guitar at the moment, and Lee formed the band in 1993, and they were working with The Grid and being very computer-based.
Right.
And I have a disco in London called Smashing, and we occasionally do these Smashing Live nights. And we needed something really strong to open up this kind of smashing live thing we were doing, and so I thought, yep, Lee, that's it, booked, Lee and Richard. And I didn't realise they were working on computer. When I found out, I said, oh, come on, let's have a form of band.
Yeah.
And so literally, 2 days before the show, we kind of, we moved into a studio, which is Trevor, who's downstairs now, Trevor the drummer's studio.
Right.
And, you know, that was the beginning of Minty. And in kind of 2 or 3 days, we wrote the songs that we performed with at the Smashing Live show. And that was the birth of Minty. And it was so exciting working with a live band rather than the kind of computer-based system.
Yeah.
That we carried on.
What's Richard? So there's a note here about Richard. It says he's an organic knitwear designer. Well, that means you sort of start off with it small and it grows while you're wearing it, or what?
Yeah, root it.
The other thing that you associated, the Mint Tea Rooms, which is a sort of an installation by The Offset, which is this sort of loose collective that Minty are part of. Well, it's collective the wrong word. It's a horrible word to use, isn't it? So,
we hate the word collective.
Yeah, so do
I. We try and avoid using it as much as possible.
Right, I'm glad I just used it then.
Yeah, it's more selective. It's just not selective. What am I saying? Well, I'll tell you about The Offset. Now, we try not to be selective. Well, the idea of The Offset was when Lee died on New Year's Eve 1994, and we were all, of course, completely devastated. And we really didn't know what to do. Minty as a band, I mean, we just broke up. And we were just completely grief-stricken.
Yeah.
And so were a lot of people in London, of course. When such a great figure as Lee disappears, it leaves a great hole in the community. And so we basically decided to take the income from our first single, Useless Man, which was Lee's single, that actually got to number 2 in the pop parade in Amsterdam.
Right.
that's a whole other story, but yeah, the single did very well on the continent.
Right.
We had some money from it, so what we did was we booked our kind of just free rehearsal space. We booked this kind of big collaborative rehearsal space and invited around 30 of our friends, people we respected, musicians, performance artists, writers, novelists, poets. We invited them all just to come in and bash around once again.
Basically, there's about 18 people that were Minty.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it kind of ended
we
up
kind of split into different groups. Okay. And we weren't calling ourselves anything in particular, but Minty.
Right. And so, yeah, exactly. As Nick says, you know, it was... we suddenly ended up with this huge group of people that were called Minty, and then we decided, well, perhaps, you know, that wasn't kind of feasible, but we didn't know what to do. So slowly as we worked, again, you know, in this way, we just booked a show, which was literally in a week's time, and we got all these people together and said, right, we've got 7 days to save the show. What are we going to do? And so we just kind of made it up as we went along, really, and lots of people broke off into little work groups. Aidan Shaw, the porn star, has now got his own band, Whatever.
Yes.
Add N2X, who are a synthesizer trio, doing very, very well on their own. Sexton Ming, who is a part of The Offset, is also a very, very renowned and legendary poet in his own right.
And complete genius.
Genius and beautiful transvestite, can we just say that? Link Leisure, who's in The Offset, is a conceptual artist. And then we have lots of different people that come in, like Marcus and Julie, who perform.
Are they the performance artists? People who sling liver about.
It would not have been possible without Nick, without Neil Kaiser.
Yeah, and of course the musical backbone. Can I just say the musical? Let me just kind of say first of all that we as we carried on, a process of working developed, and we would work with kind of these small groups coming in, and Minty would very much form the musical content of each of these bands, and with Neil Kaiser, who is our keyboardist downstairs. Dear Neil, he is actually the musical backbone of The Offset, and he really kept it going. And so, you know, without wanting to do thank you to everyone, it's been a great success, and the Mint Tea Rooms have been banned from many, many places.
Right, okay. Well, you always get banned from places. I mean, like, people kept asking me, Nicola's going to be wearing a shower curtain tonight, but you've got a jersey on there, haven't you?
I've got my little suit on tonight.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Well, that's all right. Does your mum come and see you when you're wearing a shower curtain?
No, my mum and dad have come to see me, and my dad just said to me, you don't spare your blushes, do you?
that's fair enough. I see that Nicola goes over the top as an extra from the paper, and it's like, who's saying this? Tory MP John Carlisle, who is trotted out for every single one of these things. I think that's his job. It's an outrage. Anyway,
I think he's a great tradition. Thank you for just being you.
Okay, so you're going to play us a couple more songs. I'll let you get back downstairs. And,
wow,
we'll talk to you again in a bit.
could we just say, come and see the Mint Tea Rooms and the Offset whenever you're around London.
Fairly do's. Right, are you getting out of London, or is it...
Yeah, we do try. Actually, I think we booked for the Nottingham Arts Festival.
Right.
And we've done some work here in Manchester last week.
Yeah.
And yet, we'll go wherever we're booked.
Right.
Some people do get a bit nervous, though.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Minty, we're in session tonight, and we'll talk to them a bit more and hear some more tunes in a bit. These are the Go-Betweens.
This is the North of England Home Search.
I'll play that for Alison at Crewe and Alsager College of Higher Education, and the Wesley Centre of the Alsager campus is the latest fascinating postcard that's been sent there. And it seems to have, it's probably a very interesting place to be, although it doesn't seem terribly likely, but they have the dullest postcards without question. If anybody can send me a full set of all the various views of Crewe and Alsager College, then I'd be hugely grateful, because I'm going to frame them, put them in a big collage over the bedhead on Lard's side. That was The Shyest Time by The Apartments, formed by Peter Milton Walsh, who was friend and one-time colleague of the Go-Betweens, and that was from the Evening Visits album of 1985. Before that, it was the Go-Betweens with Right Here from the 1987 album Tallulah. Brisbane jangly popsters, now cited as a great influence by many people, and can't actually bring any of them to mind. Oh, Andy Banks, he says they were good. You know Banks, he goes in the Red Lion, Engaged to Sharon. You do. Anyway, all their albums are now reissued. That's the Go-Betweens, not Andy and Sharon, because their albums are crap.
On Radio 1, you can listen in widescreen.
They call him Royale with cheese.
I was hunting upstate New York, and I shot a moose.
Bad, 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 bad.
No personal question.
You!
Best films to see, all you have to do is listen. Cling Film, Mayo, Radcliffe and The Net. Watch with your ears. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Fairly do's. Now, look, I don't want to go on and on and on about Manchester City being relegated. I understand this is of great concern to me, of great concern to many thousands of people, and of no interest at all to the vast majority. So I will say nothing more after this, I promise, but it would seem only apt at this point to play a song for everybody concerned with City, the Ballad of Franny Lee.
Paper trade.
Well, bloody hell, don't blame me. And at first the crowd roared, but now they just bored to go.
La 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 la, la 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 la, bring me the hair of Franny Lee. Call yourself a manager, you little tosspot. Your voice hasn't broken, your balls haven't dropped. You won the World Cup in your stupid white boots. Now you turn up for work in flat caps and shell suits.
Now here's a home truth, you put in base and a twonk. Deeply ironic, isn't it? From that profitable caper, full sailing book paper, you've landed us deep in the shit. And at first the crowd,
king of the Kippax is Franny Lee. La 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 la, la la la.
how much less fun the world was before we had super furry animals and Gorky's zygotic monkey. I mean, incidentally, you would have to say that these bills for these pulp gigs look about as strong as anything of recent times. These ones at Chelmsford and Warrington, 17th and 18th of August. Pulp, Supergrass, Cast, Gary Newman, Stereolab, Jonathan Richmond, The Long Pigs, Elastica, Heavy Stereo, Fluffy, Super Furry Animals, Denim, and Gorky's zygotic monkey. That looks worth 25 quid, but that's easy for me to say, because I dare say I'll get him free and have a VIP pass to a free bar. But anyway, those are super furry animals from the new album Fuzzy Logic, which comes out on the 20th. That was Fuzzy Birds, and I will play that for Anna, who is in Newark, and there's loads of people down here, like Claire and Clara and Laura and Rebecca, it looks like, and also Madeline Hercus, who gets dead arsey if you say the name wrong, so well, I don't really care if I said it right or not, but anyway, that was for you, and they promised to send loads of coleslaw through the post, which would be interesting packages, because we hate coleslaw anyway. On tomorrow night's programme, then Mick Harvey is playing live in session with the Dirty Three, so-called because there's three of them, and I think they're probably big fans of Rocket from the Crypt's dancer, who's dirty. Who invented dirty dancing? And also on tomorrow night's programme, we've got Jim White, our sports correspondent, and here's like something really funny, right, because the drummer in Mick Harvey's band is called Jim White as well, so I just bet that's going to get really confusing, because we're going to say, what do you think about, like, football and stuff, Jim? And he'll go bum smack on the drums, and it'd be hilarious, probably. That's Mick Harvey with Serge Gainsborough's Harley Davidson. The vocal by Anita Lane, who's not coming in with them tomorrow because she can't be asked. Mick Harvey and the Dirty Three on tomorrow night's programme. This next live song from Minty will dedicate to two people who've written in, Ash and also Adam in Gillingham, who says Minty and his favourite band. So here's the current single for them. That's nice. Fantastic. That's nice, performed live by Minty. Matthew, Nicola?
Hello.
So are you interested, because we've used the BBC's full archive facility to unearth
fantastic.
The original of it. Are you interested? Because it's a musical.
We want to hear it. It's a horse night, apparently.
It is. It's a very horse night. They were a great act, these pair, especially in the northern clubs. But this is the Horse Brothers with, I'm told, the original of That's Nice. Go on, put it on.
Chips and a pint of miles.
That's nice.
Yeah, a cup of tea and a vanilla slice.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's nice. Sleeveless cardi and a pair of slacks, hey.
What?
That's nice. A Citroen Xantia, two airbags.
Oh, what?
That's nice. Here you are, our kid. What do you think of that, then? That's nice. Look what happens if I tickle it a bit. Blimey, that's nice. Bend over, our kid. I'll drive.
Ooh, that's a bit painful, actually.
By the way, your sister called this morning. She'd had a baby boy.
Hey, that's nice.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, mate.
Hey, look, I wouldn't want to be you.
A cheeky
South African grapefruit and a tub of marge.
Mm. Now,
what?
That's nice.
Yep. Get it well coated at the time of your life.
Ooh, ooh, bloody hell, I bet that hurts.
Give it a minute. Out it comes.
Bloody hell, that's disgusting.
Pass the sugar. Would you like a slice?
Right, go on then. That looks nice.
What do you think then?
I think there's a place for you in the offset.
Is that right? it's nothing to do with me. That's the Horse Brothers.
I think that, well, 10 out of 10.
That's very good.
That's very good.
That's nice.
Right, now, did you mention everybody who's playing live with you tonight? I think you mentioned everybody
didn't.
In the world, didn't
Matthew
you?
Matthew Fisher, bass guitarist, Richard Torrey.
Lead guitar.
Organic knitwear designer.
Dan Black, new member.
New member.
Excellent guitarist.
Throbbing member.
Right.
And Trevor Sharp on drums.
And of course...
And of course Neil Kayser, who I called Nick Kayser earlier on. But
right, close personal
friend. Who we call Howard Jones.
Howard Jones, why? In fact...
Because he plays keyboard.
In fact, yeah, just reminding me, I was like looking at this picture of the Sex Pistols on Q magazine. Have you seen them?
Oh, I don't know. Who are they?
The Sex Beatles. And there's Glenn Matlock, who looks a bit Beetlebrow, but then there's Paul Cook, who looks, he's got a face like an unmade bed. Steve Jones is Jimmy Nail, and you've just reminded me, I was wondering who Rotten looked like, Lydon, and it's Howard Jones. Oh my God.
I think there must be a bunch of bankers.
Something like that. Can we just mention our two fantastic people that are with us tonight then? That's Khan and Trish.
Right, okay.
Yeah, just to really milk it.
Is there anybody else that you know in the whole world who you haven't mentioned yet?
Well, everybody, you know.
Right. No.
Well, it really could go on forever.
Oh, Maggie Fisher's mother.
All right, very nice. Right, okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just have a quick plug? Can I just say that we're playing at the Phoenix Festival?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I don't know. Some kind of shoe tent or something. What is it? Dr. Martin tent.
I don't know.
Some kind of shit off the shoe routine. I don't know. Oh, whatever. Sorry.
On the Dr. Martin stage.
Yeah. But we're headlining. No. So it can't be that bad. We're only going up against Bjork. Who wants to see her?
Oh, I don't. Well, that's Saturday night then, isn't it?
Yeah, you come in.
Yeah, we'll be there, yeah.
You're going to be on stage with us, kid.
Fantastic. I'm going down there with the shower curtain. I'm going down with bath mat. One of them fluffy pedestal stands that goes around the bottom of the carsy.
Oh, I can see you in that, actually.
It's a happening look.
That's a very good look.
Good look.
You've just stolen my new look.
You've blown it.
I'm very upset now.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, you thought you were a trendsetter. You didn't bank on me, did you?
Nah.
Right, shall we have another tune or what?
Oh, if you like.
Insist.
What do you want? Are you going to put an LP out or what?
Who, what?
Are you having an LP out?
A long player?
Yeah.
Oh, we might have. We might have soon. Depends how much money the record company wants to give us.
Right, okay. Then.
Sorry, just plugging things in. Are you quite ready there, Dickie? You are.
Are you sorted?
Oh, no, we're going to go straight into it.
Well, do you want another record? You can have a record if you want.
No, we're okay.
Okay.
Like professionals.
Evidently. Right, tell me when you're ready, and until you're ready, we'll wait.
We're ready. This one is called Manners Means.
Well, it does it for me, I must say. It was a minty live in session, and that's Manners Mean. We've got another song from them in the last half hour of the programme. These are Grantley Bungalow. As featured on last week's programme, live in session, Grantley Buffalo with Homespun from the new album Copperopolis.
No time. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Radio 1, live music, 365 days a year.
In concert.
Loads of people. Electric Fiction and Divvy Head of Them.
Floyd concert.
I like Mark Radcliffe when he has the bands in.
Nirvana, Cobelli, Gene, Oasis, Blur.
Oh, Beastie Boys.
Ooh, Kirsty MacColl as well.
Weezer on last week.
Radio 1 FM Live.
Radio 1 Live Music.
Live Music.
Live music 365 days a year only on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Okie dokie, Skip. Our guest reader all this week is Dave Davis from The Kinks, who's reading from his autobiography, which is imaginative called, though not unreasonably, Kink. And obviously you all know the sound of The Kinks. I suppose everybody knows it as well, but just in case you don't, what's sort of been the background to the story of The Kinks is the animosity, the sibling rivalry between Dave Davis and his brother Ray. Well, it couldn't be sibling rivalry if it wasn't his brother, could it? But anyway, Dave Davis and Ray Davis, who've fell out and battered each other on more or less a daily basis over the past 20 or 30 years. He's now living in Los Angeles, which I should think is about a safe distance from Ray. But they still talk together, but I believe they stand on like opposite sides and don't go down the middle much. Anyway, reading from his autobiography, Kink, here is Dave Davis.
It really got me exploded onto the charts. I remember the first time I heard it on the radio, I'd just left our agent's office and got into my friend's car to drive back to North London when it came blasting out of the radio. I was momentarily stunned with excitement and awe. It was as if it was somebody else performing it, and I was simply listening in admiration. All of a sudden, I knew that we had made it. It was a truly incredible feeling. It sounded and felt so real, so positive, so powerful, seductive and hypnotic, as if its earthiness could cut through walls. It was fantastic to knock stars such as the Beatles, the Stones, Jim Reeves and the Honeycombs off the top of the charts. It really got me climbed the charts quite quickly and became number one within a few weeks. It all happened so fast, it was like living in a dream come true. We performed on Ready Steady Go and other TV shows. All of a sudden we were in demand by the press. Robert, our manager, hired the services of publicist Brian Somerville, who had worked with the Beatles. He was a strange guy. He reminded me of a slightly overfed politician dressed in a smart pinstriped suit with an anxious, sweaty brow and a kind of serious chin-up stance. I never felt he liked me very much. He always seemed a little bit creepy, but what did I care? The Kinks were now firmly in the spotlight. All of a sudden, our scruffy R&B outfit had become the latest pop sensation, spoken of in the same breath as the Beatles, with a record at the top of the charts.
Those are the Kinks, of course, and You Really Got Me from 64. Before that, Dave Davis reading from his autobiography, Kink. In the last part of the programme, another live song from Minty, Lard's Fall Tour Diary, and, well, some tunes. For anybody who wanted a wah-wah OD, you should have been here when the Heads were here last week. Anyway, that'll do in the meantime. Current single from the Porcupine Tree on Delirium, Waiting. 97. Hello, so much from Brighton Fire Department from the album LP for Another Time and Archaeopteryx. So what it's about, I haven't a clue. And it's not strictly speaking important, is it? I shouldn't say the word. Right, welcome back to the last half hour in which we've got Lard's Fall Tour Diaries and some tunes, which is pretty much exactly what I said before the news, and there was such a good link that I'd use it again now. Anyway, now the last song live in session, although it is in fact, hey, count them, two songs, sort of joined together dexterously by Minty, Dream Stroke Art.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Right, wrapping up, it's been an excellent session, I think, from Minty. Those were Minty. A bit daft otherwise, wouldn't it? Thanks a lot to them. It was wonderful. On tomorrow night's programme, live in session, we've got Mick Harvey with the Dirty Three. On Wednesday, we've got Man or Astroman making a return to the programme. Thanks to live sound tonight, Uncle Tony's Miracle-Gro manicured lawns of Southport. Sleeper! Sleeper, so the century.
Miss something funky on Radio 1? It's okay. By the magic of tape technology, I can regurgitate, in an attractive fashion, of course, those highlights from the day. Join me, Wendy Lloyd, midnight till 4 for the day's top stuff, the CD select, and the chance to win the entire Radio 1 playlist, only on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Now, normally, when that advert comes on, we have a great flabby dork here who shouts, "Yeah, that's the girl!" like the great flabby dork that he is, but we haven't got a great flabby dork today because he fell in the cut at the boating regatta, and they've been using him as a small island all day, just a sort of obstacle course for the coxed pairs. But anyway, he will be back tomorrow, and also with Jim White and Mick Harvey. But just in case you couldn't go a night without a bite-sized chunk of lard, here he is with more tour diaries from his days in top beat cabaret combo, The Fall.
Hiya!
7th of September, 1982.
Wow! We're in Australia! Can't believe how lucky I am. We arrived last night... I arrived last night after a five-week boat trip. It was bloody murder. 5 weeks all on my own on a boat. You see, the other lads flew. Well, we didn't have enough money for us all to fly out. And what with me getting the pot washer's job on the Cunard, it seemed like a fiscally sensible thing to do. Thing is, I'm allergic to washing up liquid. As a result, my fingers are the size of bananas and I can't play the guitar. Oh, no, I am so stupid. My good friend and good boss, Mark Smithy, told me to buy some rubber gloves, but as all my earnings are going straight into the Fall Limited offshore bank account, I'm skint and I can't afford them. I am a pathetic wretch. Still, not to worry, eh? The Fall are struggling through the first week of the tour with a Japanese session guitarist who's worked with the likes of Sting, Simply Red, Eric Clapton and Flock of Seagulls. He's a better technician than me, but he lacks charisma, so my job's safe. 8th of September, 8 a.m. A note was slipped under my door this morning. I've been replaced full-time in the band by Yanumi, the session guitarist. I don't mind. I mean, I was bored with the guitar anyway. I feel it's time for me to develop in other areas. Like driving the van.
The hapless boy lad on tour with The Fall, and he'll be recounting his further, I was going to say adventures, but that wouldn't be right at all, would it? More dull moments of no consequence with the boy lad throughout the week. From Covington, Tennessee, Isaac Hayes. From 1971, that's Family Fair by Sly and the Family Stone, San Francisco's Soul Dynasty, led by Sly Stone, Freddie Stone, Rosemary Stone, and of course Steve Stone. And before that, it was Isaac Hayes with the theme from Shaft. Who's the black private dick who's a sex machine to all the chicks? Oh, hang on, give me a minute, let me think about it. That's about it for tonight. On tomorrow night's programme, we will, as I said many times, Mick Harvey live in session with the Dirty Three. Also, we've got the boy lad and Jim White on Sporting Matters. Wendy Lloyd is next. I'll leave you with the new single from Dick Dale. See you tomorrow. Ta-da.
That's great. Mark Radcliffe, missing you already. Great!
Broadcasting to Britain, Europe, and the colonies, this is the BBC's Northern Studio in Manchester.
Do-do-do-do-do, in Spiral Carpets with Saturn V from the 94 album Devil Hopping, and I actually ran into Clint Boone yesterday in the beer tent at this regatta thing where Lard was the guest celebrity island, and we had a pint and a nice chat, and that's the end of that showbiz anecdote. Before that, it was Jolly Jester Jazz and his kick-body-killing-joke cabaret show band with 80s from the Nighttime album of 85. And Killing Joke, of course, famous for their flirtations with demonology and their alleged admiration for the Lord of Darkness, subtly hinted at in the cryptic album title, Hey Up Beelzebub, Fancy a Pint or What? And the other notable thing about Killing Joke, apart from the fact that no one even spotted the joke, let alone got it, was their succession of bass players with daft names. First of all, you had Your Youth, now aged 36, so not the most apt of monikers. Perhaps you'll change it to 30-something, like the Young Rascals became the Middle-Aged Rascals, New Kids on the Block became Old Farts in the Suburbs, and Kid Creole and the Coconuts became Coffin Dodger Creole and the Wizened Prunes. And then Jazz employed a bassist called Raven. Raven, right? And they also had a bloke for a time called Guy Pratt, who I believe is now in Pink Floyd, although nobody really knows who's in Pink Floyd, because they're only ever seen in shadow from half a mile away on stadium stages, most people concentrating not unreasonably on the 40-foot inflatable pig hovering overhead, trying to make out a bit of the model with testicles. And I remember seeing Pink Floyd at Main Road and thinking how strange it was to be contemplating a plastic pig's packet. And I don't know why I thought it was strange. It wouldn't be the first time that the ground's been full of people watching bollocks.
Whack, 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 whack.
Yeah, I know. City have been relegated. Give it a rest. It's just that. We have a United supporter in our midst tonight, sports correspondent Jim White, plus a live session from Mick Harvey, and I just cannot leave it alone, despite the fact I promised I would last night, and I'm aware that it's getting tiresome and repetitive and makes for very boring radio, but then we've had 2.5 years practice.